Welcome to the IDPE podcast series. I'm Philip Rothwell, Deputy Chair of IDPE. Today we're joined by David Goodhue, Head of Latimer Upper School, and Sarah Butterworth, Assistant Head and Community Partnership Director at Highgate School. And our topics for discussion are partnerships and bursary fundraising. So, firstly, Sarah, on partnerships, could you tell us more about the partnerships you've developed at Highgate School? What have been the challenges you've encountered, and perhaps how have you overcome these?
So Highgate has had the Chrysalis Partnership for about 11 years. This was all funded by what was then the Department of Children, Schools and Families, and a good example of what you can do with some seed funding. And it was originally founded as a university progression enterprise. It's now gone on to become a year-round 50 projects going on every week, so ongoing projects, and then 50 one-off events over the course of the year. We have about 40 schools in our partnership. And from those beginnings and the links that we made with schools in the east of the borough in Haringey, we were able to become the lead education sponsor in the London Academy of Excellence, Tottenham, a free school, a sixth form that has opened since September 2017 in the east of the borough in Tottenham. So it's quite a large partnership, and it has the equivalent of 4 full-time members of staff. The time is spread between about 20 members of staff in the Chrysalis Partnership. And at LE Tottenham, we have seconded about 5 members of Highgate staff who work there, some of them full-time and some of them part-time at Highgate. And for us, the challenges, as I think they are for many partnerships, have often been logistical. The simplest things can be the feeling of a project. Transport and the fact that Haringey is a very long and sort of thin borough that goes from west to east, and there are no transport links. And that's the sort of thing that can make it very difficult to move children around and to have the face-to-face time that partnerships really need. So solving some of those problems is a challenge, and I think that's going to be the case for any partnership, is identifying those small logistical things that can either be the make or break of a project.
Thank you very much. And just another follow-up question, I'll ask this of David too. Why does this matter? Why should a school do this?
It's really hard to even consider a school not doing this, in my view, so I'm going to have to try and really put my thought into that question. I think the Chrysalis Partnership started at Highgate because our head, so I think it does probably come from the top down, it's governance and the senior team that have to set the tone. Adam Pettit was previously in Norfolk, and there was a big established partnership project going on there. He himself went to a grammar school, I went to a comprehensive school, so we are both people who came from a different sector and don't really see the barriers that can sometimes exist between independent and state. We're all part of the same system, and I think particularly in a place like London, where you have so many different, diverse people in your community, it's very hard to think, only certain people have access here and only certain have access there. And we all walk down the same street. It's crazy that we don't do more things in partnership during the school day. So I think it's about, my title is Community Partnerships Director, so it's the community aspect of things. That's what's been really important to me throughout my career, and probably the reason why I work at Highgate, because without that, I don't think that there would necessarily be a job there for me. I've been a school governor in my own children's schools. When I lived in New York, I was a member of the school leadership's team, and it's just about giving back to the community and being part of the community.
Thank you. And today, David, could you tell us a bit more about the bursary programme at Latimer and how it's made a difference to the recipients, but also the life of the school?
Absolutely. So as a school that was founded for 8 poor boys of Hammersmith back in 1624 and a former direct grant grammar school, bursaries are in our DNA. But like lots of schools, the abolition of the direct grant and indeed the assisted places scheme left us with a big challenge. And the school responded to that in 2004 by setting up a development office. And in 2014, we really moved things up a gear with the inception of our Inspiring Minds campaign, a 10-year campaign designed to raise £40 million by 2024, our 400th anniversary as a foundation, to support one in four students in the school on a bursary. And that's going really well. We're halfway through the campaign. We've raised £24 million. We'll have over 200 students in the school next year on bursaries. One in five students in year seven will be on a bursary, one in three joining the sixth form. And the impact for the bursary recipients is absolutely life-changing. They get access to a high-quality academic education, as well as sport, music, drama, soft skills, aspirations, networking. But actually, the impact for the wider school has also been hugely beneficial. It makes us more diverse, grounded, inclusive. And that's something that students really value. They have their own bursaries fundraising club. It's something that parents really value. A recent parent survey showed that 93% of our parents agree or strongly agree that the school should be offering bursaries to students. And from our alumni's point of view, the school feels like it's becoming the kind of school that they remember going to.
Hmm. And as a head, what does it mean to you and your fellow colleagues at HMC, perhaps, about why bursary fundraising is important?
It's really important for a number of reasons, really. So it's important because it's the right thing to do. You know, many of our schools were founded explicitly for this purpose, and no charity should exclude the poor. It's important for the country. Social mobility is stagnant, and there's a well-documented attainment gap of 2 years between the brightest 15-year-olds from poor backgrounds and those from wealthy backgrounds. Using bursaries, you can flip all of the advantages of independent schools and use them to reverse the attainment gap for disadvantaged pupils. So it matters to the country, it matters to the school, it's our DNA, our ethos. A head's only job really is to make a school the best and truest version of itself. And it matters to me personally. You know, I grew up in the local area. I was the first member of my family to do A-levels, first member of my family to go to university. And I believe that a good education can and should change your life. And I want to make sure that we share those privileges as widely as possible.
And Highgate and Latimer are obviously very successful in partnerships and bursaries. But how do you go about demonstrating the impact of those programmes to the wider community?
So for us, it starts at the top. We start with our governing body, and we have a development and charity executive who meet termly and have a link governor who reports back into our governors to let them know what we are doing and how we are delivering value on that investment. Our head, as I mentioned, is a huge advocate for this work, so he is very willing to give up time in staff briefings at INSETS and in our regular weekly briefings to let staff know about the importance of this. Recently, we held our whole school INSET at the London Academy of Excellence in Tottenham, just so that every member of staff got to see with their own eyes what this place was that we'd all been talking about for so many years. We have, through our head, a blog which has a great readership, so parents and staff and the wider community get to hear about our school, and particularly from time to time, partnership, because that's important to him, and bursaries. And we also have pupil voice, so our pupils are engaged in this work because they, where appropriate, take part in it. And for them, that transformational effect that David mentioned, when you see pupils going, for example, to work in a school with children who have autism, we work with a local school that's sponsored by Ambitious About Autism, and the feedback from those pupils going into that school week after week and the difference in their perception from beginning to end is very tangible. So they feed back through pupil council to their peers. We obviously have formal reports on our most measurable projects that are written and circulated around to the wider public. And any chance that we get to communicate with parents, if pupils are involved in something and there's a chance in a parent communication to talk about partnership, we'll take advantage of that. And our website and social media through our comms team. So we try to hit every single channel for communications. And every once in a while, we're very lucky when we have something like a ministerial announcement, as we did on Friday, and then we get real press involved.
So for us, measuring impact is about balancing the qualitative and the quantitative measures. In terms of the qualitative aspect, obviously we make a lot of use of testimonials, either in writing or through video, of our bursary holders and the impact that that opportunity has had for them. Quantitatively, we can look at things like exam results, university destinations, and we do. But if I'm honest, our data set is still too small to be valid in national terms, and we're looking at working either with the Educational Policy Institute in comparing against the national cohort, or grouping together with other bursary schools to pool our candidate data and see if we can draw some meaningful conclusions. But we do take comfort from the publication of the OECD's Social Mobility Report this year, which showed that the effect size for taking a student from a disadvantaged background and putting them in an advantaged school is 77 PISA points, which is about 2.5 years worth of schooling.
It's a real demonstrable impact there.
Yeah.
It sounds unfair really to ask the question if there's any one piece of advice you could offer a school looking to strengthen their partnerships or bursaries programme, but I wonder if you have anything you could offer at the end of this podcast to our listeners.
I think if it's only one piece of advice, I would say it's really important to develop clear objectives for your work, whether that's bursaries or partnership. What are you setting out to achieve, and an accompanying mission statement, because that will be the arbiter that will allow you to decide, is this project or pursuit something that makes sense for us? And it will also help you measure it. So having very clear objectives. And I think many of us started out with just the sense that it was the right thing to do, and that is not an objective.
So I think I would echo that. I think it has to be holistic and well integrated into the whole school strategy. This can't be a sort of an offshoot. It can't be tokenistic. It's got to be authentic, and it's got to be well connected with the school's mission and purpose, and seem to be delivering against that if it's to get the support of staff, parents, students, girls. So yeah, I really agree with that.
Well, thank you, Sarah Butterworth and David Goodhue, for sharing your expertise with us on this IDPE podcast series.